Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Head up to the website. I want to know what you have to think. You know, it's real simple. Just sign up for the weekly email blast. Sign up for what do they call it, text alerts, right? Simply text TRS to 77-222, TRS to 77-222. 222. Sound like a bag of snakes there, did I? TRS. Real simple stuff. Also, head up to the website. A lot of things you can do up there, including, you know what? Give up a cup of coffee, make a little donation, $2 to $5. Always exciting, always good to know. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, that you spend supporting the show. That's always cool. Also, you know, seriously. And I really do want you involved and engaged. Really do want you to get informed, because I've got to tell you something, people. We sound like them. And it sucks. You know, when you have people telling me, telling whoever, that we complain about the same things. We don't have any depth of knowledge or you know, facts, if you would. Because sometimes we do. We throw stuff out there like nobody else's business. Like, just because we're Republicans, we have all the answers. We know everything. It's not true. It's just flat out not true. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of. Dr. B's going to join us after the break. But people are concerned, really concerned. The Democrats are running around with a self-righteous attitude that they shouldn't really have. I don't know how you feel good about stealing something. I'm still trying to work that out. I mean, how sick and perverse do you have to be? I don't know. I've never been like that. I don't know. No, I've not been a perfect angel all my life, but this is the stuff that you sit back and say, how is it you win the chess match by cheating? Is it really all about winning any way you can? Are we for real? So, I'm watching more and more these, I know this has nothing to do with mental health, but when Dr. B comes on, she'll deal with that part of it. So I'm watching more and more of these books being written about, you know, taxation without representation, the reason why we broke away from the Brits. How many of you know that that really was not the reason? Right? It was one of the many, but it was not the reason. There were 27, and I don't think I want to go through them now. I don't have the time. You probably should Google it. You'd find out, too. But there were 27 grievances as to why we broke away from the Brits. And The I think taxation representation was number 17 or something like that. Right? Now, when they sent the letter to the king, or wrote up what they were going to send to the king, talking about being gutsy, and give me the Reader's Digest version, he said, they said, the king, he, has refused to assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. Now this is them calling out the king. He's called together legislative bodies in places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He's dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasion on the rights of people. He's refused for a long time after such disillusions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all dangers of invasion from without, without any power. He's endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose of obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migration hither, and raising the conditions of the new appropriation of lands. I mean, 27 items. Basically saying the king won't even adhere to his own laws. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their office. He had control over the judges. He has put up a multitude of new offices and sent swarms of officers to harass our people and eat them out of house and home. I mean, you go on and on and on with this. I mean, these are all things, the majority of these we're complaining about today. Number 17, for imposing taxes on us without our consent. For depriving us, in many cases, of a benefit of a jury trial. I mean, think about this. They go on and on and on. And every one of these things, to a degree, we're dealing with today. Maybe it is time for a second revolution. I don't know. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting, whatever you do to get along and discuss. Hope you guys all had a great Thanksgiving. I did. And, again, was away for a couple of days, played some of the best of. I hope you thought it was the best of. I thought it was the best of, anyhow. We shared stories, talked about the true meaning of Thanksgiving, how it came about, all those white supremacists that came about to get together to kill Indians and eat their turkey or something. I don't know. I don't even know what story they're telling anymore. But anyhow, always appreciate the time. All right, let me bring her on because I always have a good time when she's on, and I know you do too. Dr. B joins us, Dr. Bridget Melson, every week to kind of help us get through some of the bumps, some of the crud. I'm trying to keep it clean. The crud that they throw at us on a regular basis. Dr. B, help us with all this anxiety, all this craziness that's going on here in the world. Well, not just in the world.
That is a tall, especially here. Tall. tall order.
Yeah, well, hey. I wouldn't give it to you if I didn't think you could do it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I can do it, man. I was worn out today, but boy, is talk about bumps and bruises. It's not letting up.
No.
At all.
And they're going after you, trying to make you feel like if you don't wear the mask, if you don't do this, if you don't stay home, if you don't, you're gonna kill grandma, grandpa, and half the community. Now nobody wants to be known as killing half the community, do we?
No. And the fear tactics are absolutely
out of control.
I mean, they're very good at it. But who else is good at it? You know, you really think about where this behavior originates. And it's just not a sign I want to do.
Fear does not come from God. And you know, people, it's really funny how many, and I'm sure yours too, some of our Christian friends has pretty much given up their Christianity over this because, you know, they don't want anybody to feel bad about them. They don't want to feel like they're offending anybody, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what they say. But it's really not the reality of what's going on with their heart, because Jesus offended a lot of people. So if you think that kind of attitude is Christ-like, well, they need to reread your Bible, because when it was right to stand up, the disciples stood up, Jesus stood up, God asked us to stand up, and we can do it respectfully so, and we can do it in a meek way, and that doesn't mean we're weak. I say that a lot, and we can do it in strength. And if this isn't a time to stand up, Christians, then literally, I don't know what bus you're waiting for, because it's about to leave the station with our country in it. And I don't really know where it's going to go. But yeah, I do have, you know, I'll give them credit. Some friends that are wanting to be strong and wanting to not have the fear that just the weight, right, every day that they're feeling, and it's starting to get into their psyche and make them feel crazy, and nobody knows what to believe anymore.
You have good friends around you. This is the one I get the most of. So I got friends around me. I love them. I care about them. They're worried about their kids. I want to tell them to stop being stupid, but I don't want to get into their, you know, space or face. Everybody deserves what they are. But my God, when you look at suicides going up among young kids, depression rates and everything else, you can't be, I don't even want to call it politically correct. You just can't be compassionate to the other person for the moment.
No.
Retrain me. Apparently I need it.
You're on it. You're on it. It is so just, it's so bizarre. You know, again, it's we're this country, this world, we're used to seeing, you know, things happen, political events and wars and controversy. But when it starts to invade the very fiber of America and its foundation and who we are as human beings, and we start to discount the value of humans, of human life, of human emotions, which we are seeing, that is when it gets really dangerous. And I'm writing, you know, a new article, and it's going to be kind of lengthy, on why liberalism is dangerous for America. And it's because, and I'm reading study after study after study of very liberal scientific, psychologically minded researchers that I love it, because they're just putting the statistics out there. They're running their studies, but they have no idea of the moral side of all of it and how to kind of mesh that. But me, as more of a standing on the outside of all of this and being a Christian, but also a mental health professional, I'm able to interpret their results, and they're kind of scary. And it's very interesting, because I am starting to wonder, when does mental health versus personality disorders versus morality, like, is that enmeshed? Are they three individual things? So that's kind of what this article is going to be about. Kind of interweaving all of that, if that makes sense.
But I think, and I'm finding your Christian friends and the rest of us.
Yeah.
you're looking at fear, right? I mean, it's really, we're reading these articles, we're reading what's going on around us, we're listening to the news. Stop listening to the news. Please stop listening to the news.
You have to stop listening to the news. You have to.
Right?
You have to. You have to. Well, it's literally like, you know, these cults, how cults, and there are cults, you know, you think of Koresh right down the way here in Waco, Texas. They exist, and Scientology and dare I say Mormonism. Sorry, you're going to get send the emails to Joe Messina at, but there are these cults, where people believe Bible plus, right? And people make up their own, foundational belief system. And this is exactly what the media is doing. They are throwing into the hat or into the ring all kinds of just labels, right? And redefining this and that. And we've come up with this jumble of crap, basically, that is being shoved down our throats. And I just read an article, and it's about the Daily, I don't know if you saw it, but it's the Daily Beast editor at large, Rick Wilson.
Go ahead.
Went off on just a rant. He basically compared the United States to a cheap hooker that President Trump used and abused. This is what he said. These things. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? And he just talks about how shameful we all are and what our priorities are as conservatives and how disgusting we are and how just toxic we are. And it's just all of this projection, right? And that's what people need to understand, that's what they're putting on you, yep. Their heart, not yours.
All right, well, we'll be back in a minute. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B. Seriously, don't go too far from the computer. Or your TV, or your radio, whatever. Just sit there. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress returned to Washington Monday with two large items on their agenda: funding the government past December 11th, and passing some form of coronavirus relief. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes both tasks are achievable. The Kentucky Republican said from the Senate floor that Congress should be able to deliver aid to Americans as we get closer to a vaccine.
There's no reason, none, why we should not deliver another major pandemic relief package to help the American people through what seems poised to be the last chapters of this battle. This morning we got yet another major sign of hope. More data appear to confirm that the vaccine developed by Moderna is more than 94% effective.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5560. You, before I get back to Dr. B, you're all excited. See, this is a mental condition. She's going to have to diagnose this. You're all excited that the FBI has asked for the data, the compelling data, to prove that there was election fraud. Let me help with this. The FBI wants the data because they're going to use it for toilet paper. You know why? They had the laptop. They had Biden's son's laptop for a year. They did absolutely nothing with it. We've seen time after time after time where the FBI has hidden information that would have put somebody else in jail and cleared Trump. I'm sorry. Don't be excited. Don't stop sending me these personal messages on Facebook. Oh, we got him now. We don't got him now. The FBI's got it. That doesn't mean anything. Means absolutely nothing. However, Dr. B always means something. Dr. B joins me, Dr. Bridget Melton, every week. She joins us to try to help us sort through all this garbage that's going on. Again, you got to get through the mess. It's tough. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely, and it is tough. I want to remind everybody of that you're not going crazy.
But I've gained 28 pounds with COVID because I feel so bad. But you can still send me, like, blueberry pies and blueberry muffins. I'm good with all that stuff.
You like blueberry?
I'm a blueberry nut. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Anyway. Blueberry's good.
Oh, good for you, right? Helps fight cancer.
Whatever, yeah. Exactly.
Well, cancer doesn't exist anymore. I don't know if you heard. COVID has cured cancer and heart disease. And, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think it even cured, sudden onset diarrhea for some reason. Well, maybe it didn't do that. Toilet paper's all gone again in the supermarkets. I don't know what that's all about.
Is it real? I'm so sorry, yeah. I've had enough. I stockpiled. I did it.
Somebody said it the other day. You know what it is? It's like he sneezed in the supermarket today. 20 people crapped their pants. That's why they needed all the toilet paper, so.
Oh, my goodness. So I don't wear a mask. I just don't. I put it on my ear. That's me wearing a mask. And again, like I always say, if somebody's, got a health issue, I'll put it on. If there's an older person, on oxygen, I'm not totally rude. But I walked in and to this store today, just trying to do some, Christmas shopping. And this lady looks at me like I had the plague or I was Satan. And she just grabs her and I can tell She was a Karen all day long. But I went and I showed Landon, and I was with my son. I go, hey, look, an RBG Ruth Bader Ginsburg statue. I go, isn't that funny? And she just went, oh, and just like, okay. And I picked it up to show Landon. Well, she came over and then picked it up and sanitized it and then put it back on the shelf. And so I'm like, okay. So I went by the line. I was trying to get out, and I saw her again, you know, and I'm like, hey. And she grabbed her entire basket and just took off away from me, like, again, like I had the plague. She was just totally bothered, and I'm like, okay, God bless, have a good day. Yeah. She's like, shameful. And I'm like, okay, calm down. Seriously, it's,
okay.
I mean, yeah.
I'm going to ask you a mental question here.
Yes.
I don't get it. Have we raised such a weak-minded group or generation of people? I was talking about the stats the other, just I think in the last hour. I said, yeah. I want you people to think about this, okay? Really think about this. You have a 99.1% quote-unquote recovery rate if
yeah.
you're under 50. Okay.
Yes. Say that again. Seriously.
It's like 99.1 or 99.2% recovery rate if you're under 50. If you're over 65, oh my God, you ready? Do we have like the suspense music? It's like 98.9% recovery rate. How did they convince the average American that this is a lockdown pandemic? How did they do this? Did we stop thinking?
It is so complete mind control. And the question I asked on my social media is, what's been washed the most? What body part, the brain or the hands? And hands down, our minds, our brains have been most
apparently washed. Mine's so dirty they can't wash it. I don't know.
That's right. There's no hope. Yours is, that's okay. It's hardened. That's good. It's got a good coat on it. It's so interesting. And I think what frightens me is I'm reading article after article in the APA and then the NIMH, you know, the National Institute for Mental Health, of these personality disorders that are on the rise in our youth, the millennials on down. And it's like, why? What's going on? And even in the last year, going into this and now, they are, counselors and therapists and psychiatrists cannot diagnose personality disorders fast enough. It is
really
incredible. It is a bizarre phenomenon that we are seeing. And I'm like, well, is this a morality, you know, issue? Is this truly, and then we break up, you know, personality disorders versus mental health disorders. And I would say like a mental health disorder, a true one would be like obsessive compulsive disorder. You know, that is just something in your mind that clicks in and you need to, you know, be really tidy or say, you know, be repetitive in actions. I would not put that with a personality disorder so much. To me, the personality disorders are more narcissism and borderline and things that are actually, you see more on the left, you know, people losing their minds. And there's a study I found, and it's a interesting study, and I'll post it later on my website, about people that they interviewed, people who had a moral compass and a God and a faith that they followed with personality disorder, or with kind of what they claimed they had personality disorders or, you know, OCD versus ones without a faith, you know, any kind of faith or a moral foundation at all, you know, atheists and things like that. And they concluded that if you identify, you know, with a higher moral identity, that your psychopathological traits are going to be much more mild, much more mild. It was very interesting. And the more godless had higher rates of severe personality disorders. And this is, to me, why this is significant is because I'm seeing this right play out with the left.
My buddy calls them the soulless, godless left. You know,
it is so true. They're psychopath. I mean, there is a psychopathology to it, and there is a connection. And I'm just reading more and more of these articles that show a connection to your moral identity versus your psychological trait. So it's, boy.
So what is the rise? I mean, again, I don't have any study to prove this. I only doing it from the people around me. The rise in narcissism and fear. It's almost like they're going hand in hand with each other. These narcissists have come on tenfold, and I don't think you can find a somebody without a Facebook certification in psychology or economics or any of those things. And if you argue with them, you're an idiot.
Totally. And that is so narcissistic and sociopathological, when you put yourself and your feelings above everybody else. And then where it becomes severe pathology, and you tell me whether you see this or not, you don't need a doctor for this, is when they just go off on rants and they just take people out emotionally at the knee. And that's frightening because they're not even hiding their contempt. I keep using the word contempt, and that's what it is. It's beyond hate. It's deeper than that. They're projecting themselves and their junk and their disgusting behavior, and they're putting it, they're dumping it on everybody else. And this is what's causing the fear, right? We're seeing social media, and this is why this study is so significant. It's entitled Mental Health Issues Increase Significantly in Young Adults over the last few years.
Yeah,
and it's by the APA, so
yeah.
It's
I'm seeing at the school district level. We're talking about locking down the schools even more, and yet we're also talking about the rise in suicide attempts. We're talking about the rise in depression. These kids are screaming and crying out for help. I got some numbers earlier. Let's see if you like this. 42 kids have died nationwide from COVID, but not pure COVID. Let's start off there. Increase of failing grades among the general population. 82% kids have gone from A's and B's to D's and F's. 100% of our special needs kids are falling behind quickly. And I'll tell you what, this is going to get me in trouble, but I don't care. The only kids that are actually faring well, moving through and not having major problems, are kids that are either homeschooled or go to charter schools. Wonder why that is.
No, you don't.
Well, it's easy, but go ahead. You diagnose, doctor.
Well, the reason why this is happening, right, is because we've let it. The cultural trends in the last, I'd say, 5 years have completely destroyed our kids. And
okay. When we come back from the break, you're going to have to continue. You have to tell us why.
Back
in a minute. Don't go far. Dr. B has got a lot to say. You don't want to miss any of it. You'll see the real side. Be right back.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
See, you don't know, in California, the luck in this song is that you don't get ticketed for kissing a girl without her total express permission. In triplicate, signed by everybody involved. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Some of you who live here know exactly what I'm talking about. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. So always a pleasure to have you with me. But the bigger pleasure is Dr. Bridget. Dr. B joins us, and, you know, she joins us every week, has her own show. Dr. B, tell them where they can find you, find your writings, and learn more about you.
DrBRadio.com. Come find me.
It is so easy. That is
so easy.
Can't you make it like a name that we can't pronounce?
I can try. I'll work on that next week. I'll have something for you.
All right, so you were telling us why all this trouble with these kids, you know, again, you got 82% of these kids falling behind charter schools and homeschool. These are two areas of education where you teach the kids to be a little independent, self-sufficient, and how to work through things. They don't have to be spoon-fed everything, right?
It's so mind-boggling that we want to continue to rescue, you know, kids, and it's really, it's not. It's breeding, you know, dependent, histrionic, you know, I can go on and on, kids, and I'll let you guys know what all those are later. But, yeah, I mean, looking, the very fact that the percentage of young Americans, you know, experiencing mental health disorders and personality disorders, has risen so much in the last few years with no corresponding increase in older adults. You know, we're holding on and keeping it together shows you a culture shift, a difference in how we were raised, yep, and difference in parenting. One, we got parented. The other, there's no parenting. There's complete dependence and rescue. And no wonder, you know, all of these liberal politicians want their children to be on their health insurance until they're 45. It's because they've raised this. You know, they're going to be in the basement. They're going to be covered. It blows my mind. And when you see rates increasing from like 38% to 63% as far as suicidal rates,
right,
and that's 18 to 25-year-olds in just the last few years, that is alarming. And then you've got young adults, you know, teens on up with suicidal thoughts and other suicide-related outcomes, and that's increased 47%. I don't know. I think what's going on, Joe, is all these parents are like, not my kid, not my kid. Okay, well, we're to the point where it's like 7 out of 10 kids has a mental health issue or thoughts of suicide. If that's not your kid, well, then let's line up 10 kids on the block and figure out whose kid it is, because it is, it's alarming. And another article I read, it's, and I read a lot of these, it is counselor after counselor and therapist after therapist saying that they don't have enough room in their practice to see these individuals, these teens, because the personality disorders are just on the rise, a.k.a. we're seeing psychopaths or sociopaths, excuse me, not psychopaths. But we're just seeing this immoral activity and no care for it because the parents are not doing anything. And that it ultimately lies on the parents. Sorry, parents. I'm one. I get it. If you're not exhausted at the end of the day as a parent and you're not frustrated about 99 times a day, then you're not parenting right. This should not...
So glad you said that, okay?
This is not the spa.
There you go. I scream at people every night, our parents, and especially our conservative parents, and I go, look, those kids you see in Seattle and Portland, you raised those kids. Those kids didn't just pick that up over the weekend with their buddies. Life is all about them because mommy and daddy made life all about them. Didn't want them to feel bad. And that's why, you know, see, you press the hot button for me.
Not a problem. No, it is so true. My niece, I love her, and she's got a couple of kiddos, and I won't say her name or anything, but she's like, why am I exhausted every day? You know, after I just have two little girls. I'm like, what? You just have two little girls? I go, I'm so impressed. And she's like, with what? And I said that you're exhausted. That means you are doing your job. You are parenting. You're not just handing them a device and letting that babysit them. You're not dropping them off at daycare because you could, not because you have to. This woman is she's my hero. She's in her 20s, and I love it. She kicks butt with parenting, and I told her that. I go, if you're not sleep-deprived, hungry, frustrated, and exhausted every night, but you've got, you know, two kids or whatever, how many kids you have that are happy and well-fed, but if you're not exhausted, then you're not doing it right. We shouldn't be skipping around just, yay, this is so easy. Just, you know, drop them off.
My old pastor said that when his wife, she was pregnant later in life, and he got up at the pulpit. He said, look, there's rumors going around that I am not happy about my wife's pregnancy. Stop it. It's not true. The reason I won't say not happy, but it was not the plan, obviously, and we all know what happens when you don't plan. You're ready for another child. Mm-hmm. He said, but I know what it takes to be a father, a real father and a real mother, and it takes work, and it takes energy, and you have to be on it. It's not just throw the kid a piece of food from time to time and hope he makes it. And we do parent. I mean, this is years ago.
Right, but still true.
It's always stuck in my head because, you know, people took it for granted that he was upset about the pregnancy.
And right.
When he comes back and says, it is truly work, and it's exhausting. There's your point.
It is. Sage advice. It is so true. And I think what's frightening, the uptick in disorders that we're seeing, and all of this started, we started on a really nasty path in 2011, 2012, and that's when social media, you know, became the huge thing. Thanks, Paris Hilton, for the birth of the selfie. And we became so inward focused. But the personality disorders we're seeing in young people, which is, again, frightening and alarming to me, are antisocial, avoidant, borderline personality, dependent personality disorder, no duh, histrionic. I don't know if people know what that is, but histrionic personality disorder. Histrionic personality disorder is basically a pattern of excessive emotion and attention seeking. So people with histrionic personality disorder are uncomfortable when they're not the center of attention. They will use their physical appearance to draw attention to themselves or rapidly shifting or exaggerated emotions. And this is exactly what we're seeing.
Wow.
And then that can lead to narcissistic personality disorder. So
when you see those kids in the street, the rioters, not protesters, but the rioters, when they're up in that cop's face, when they're yelling at that black cop, this white chick is yelling at him because he doesn't understand, you know, how he's being oppressed and he's being part of the system. When you see these kids that have a meltdown where they're just down on the ground bawling because they're this is also some serious mental health issues that need to be dealt with, and we're seeing it like spread like COVID, right?
No, absolutely. These are our, you know, this is sociopathic behavior, and it's antisocial behavior. And what antisocial personality disorder is, and you all know, is really a pattern when you see a pattern of disregarding or violating the rights of others. So they're not going to conform to social norms, and it could be like that. They don't like, you know, to follow the law. They think that they stand out and above it all. They may lie, deceive others, act impulsively. And what are we seeing? You know, I can go up and down these. And the thing about personality disorders, they are very difficult. Less than 15% can be cured because they don't want it to be cured. They don't want help.
Yeah,
they will
true.
Seek it to please a partner. But it, deep down inside, they still believe that they are above it all. So
well,
that
you,
is
you change
what
to
we're
fit
seeing.
In or change to please a partner or change to please somebody else. That change never works, does it?
It does not. It works for a little bit, and it gets exhausting, and then people get resentful, and then it totally breaks down not only you but the entire relationship. So you're correct. It does not work. And like I said, less than 15% of people with personality disorders change. And I'll tell you, the people that I have seen change, it was literally repenting on their knees, you know, saying I'm in need of something bigger and higher than this, meaning God to me. So though that's the only thing that could
I thought you were talking about the Democrat Party.
Well, you know.
Well,
that is their God.
So. Yeah, I'm going to be nice. I'm just going to be nice.
You know. It's so difficult. But I'm looking through all these personality disorders. I don't see that you have one yet, so that's good.
You'd find a whole bunch of Facebook psychiatrists that don't agree with you, but, you know, what can I tell you?
Oh, my gosh. Twitter is one big personality disorder. It is so funny. This is all I do for fun, is I go and read all of the liberal posts, and it's like, oh, narcissistic, oh, histrionic, oh, dependent, ooh, psychopath. It's so frightening. And then you see a little, you know, conservative fishy jump in, and it's just like piranha. I'm like, eesh, saw that coming. So, yeah.
You know what happens? We have those conservative, I don't know what you call them, right? Spying partners. Don't know the name for them, because they'll get in there and they throw something out and then they get crushed because they don't know how to fight back or push back or whatever. My joke is I let them eat their own. I'll throw a comment in there that I know will make them nuts.
Yes.
And they'll talk about it for, you know, 30 or 40 different threads. It's great.
That's the most fun.
I think it is. I have a ball at that stuff. Anyway, listen, we are done. Tell people where to find you.
Come find me on Parler, too, at Doc for America and DrBRadio.com.
There you go. She made the switch, people. Head over to Parler. Twitter hates you. Why would you be in a relationship with somebody who hates you? You need Dr. B there. She'll help you figure it out. Next hour, it's all me, all the time. You're going to need help after that. We'll be back in a minute.